Welcome to the Expat Life Lessons Podcast, a podcast made for expats, where get ready for coaching tips and life lessons to help you feel more at home no matter where you are based.
Also get ready for silly jokes, funny stories, and the truth of what it means to be an expat.
I'm Mariana.
And I am Alina.
So let's get started.
Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast. My name is Mariana, I'm an expat coach, as you might have heard on other episodes if you have started listening from episode number one. And today I really wanted to talk to you about practical coaching tips that can help you on the topic of sometimes it just feels like starting from scratch. So this is an episode that I have recorded with Alina already on expat stories. So our experience, how have we felt on our lives? Have we ever felt this way? And what can we do to overcome it? So today, instead of being really stories, it's more a practical episode, so a shorter episode to really help you put in practice anything that we have talked about and to really help you like move forward, even if you're feeling like this right now. So one thing that I really wanted to mention is that if you're feeling like this, first of all, it's completely normal. Like we all have felt like that, especially as expats, because there are so many moments that we can feel this way. There are moments where, for example, our friends move away. There are moments where we move to a new city, a new country, and it just feels like starting from scratch. Now, my question to you, whenever you feel this way, is do you think it's really true? Like if you really look at your life, do you think it's really true that you are starting from scratch? Now, your answer might be, yes, absolutely. That's how I feel. And it's completely true. Now, what I want you to do is really try to challenge a little bit that thought. So what I mean by this is that even if we think or feel a certain way, many times it might not be true. Many times we might be able to find the evidence to really push it to the other side, to really challenge how we are feeling, to really challenge how we are thinking, because it might not be even helpful for us. So, okay, you might be wondering, what do I mean by all of this? So what I mean by all of this is to really recognize if the thought is being helpful or not for you. So for me, if I think I'm starting from scratch, I might feel frustrated, I might feel even helpless, even without any hope, or even just overwhelmed by all the little things and not really knowing what to do next. And it feels like I'm just lost if I think like that. And I have, don't get me wrong, I have thought like that for sure. But whenever I do, and I've told my clients the same thing, is if you do feel this way, what would be situations in the past that have helped you and that could help you right now? So let's say you feel that you are starting from scratch because you moved to a new country and you don't know anyone. So if this is how you are feeling right now, if this is the situation right now, I would really invite you to look back in your life and really ask yourself, okay, what were situations where I felt that I didn't know what to do and what did I do to solve them? What did I do to overcome them? And for example, in terms of making friends, how did you make friends before? Because none of us is born with friends already. We all have to make friends eventually. So how did you make your friends before? And I know all of us have different life stories. All of us have different circumstances. And I'm never the person to say, oh, it's just your mindset, because the circumstances matter a lot. And what I mean by this is some of us might be more privileged than some others. And that's really important to take into consideration. But at the same time, it's really seeing like in your life, in your situation, and you are the person that knows yourself the best. And that's one thing that's so important to really connect with yourself, is really to understand like, okay, this is how I am feeling. This is how I am thinking. But what would help me overcome this? What are examples from my past that could really help me move forward right now? So it's really like, are we really starting from scratch ever? If you ask me, I don't think so. And you might have a completely different opinion. And if you do, I would love to know that and send me a message over on Instagram. But the reason why I don't believe that is because over our lives, we will have experiences that shape us. And it's a question I was even thinking about the other day that is really like, how has life shaped me in general? Like, how has life shaped me into being who I am today? And it's the same thing for the thought of, oh, I'm just feeling like I'm starting from scratch all over again. What if we are not? What if we are in a situation where we need to do something again? Like, we need to make friends again. We need to adjust to a new environment again. We need to start a new job again. But what did our past teach us? That's the most important question here. It's really like, of course, it's really important to live in the present, and that's where we should focus the most. But I always say this, there is a really fine balance between living in the present, learning from your past, and really thinking, how do you want to feel and how do you want to be like in the future? Because the more that you are connected with all of these three sides of you, the more that you can create something that really aligns with you, that really helps you feel more alive, feel more aligned, feel more that you can be yourself. So if you're going through this right now, first of all, if you're feeling very overwhelmed, I would invite you to really look for calming exercises. And if you want a very specific exercises, send me a message on Instagram, because I always have some breathing exercises that I can share with you and some YouTube videos that I'm also aware of. And if you want my support individually, also reach out and we can talk about that. But really, first of all, is really being self-aware. So what I mean by this is really being aware, how am I thinking right now? So I would invite you to write down everything that is going on your mind without filters, without thinking, oh, I shouldn't be feeling like this, or oh, I shouldn't be like this. None of that. Really, like, no filters, just writing down whatever comes to your mind. And then really be like, okay, I accept that I'm feeling like this. It's actually normal that I feel like this. But how could I help myself right now? And there are many ways that you could help yourself. And if you want to start right now, one of the things that you could do is really look at your past. And first of all, look at how strong you are, because many times we forget. So really look at, like, challenges in your life that you have overcome that you don't even remember maybe. And really see, probably in that present moment, you were like, I'll never be the same again, or I'll never overcome this, or I don't even know what to do now. And then you overcame it. So this is something I really want you to pay attention to. And then while you do this, it's really important to also recognize in your own journey. So we come from the past, what I was just saying, which is really learning from all the challenges you have been through, from everything that you have done to overcome them. But then also, as I said, it's the most important thing is really to be in the present moment. And to do that, it is so important to also recognize what is actually going well. Because you know what? When we have this thought of, oh, I'm starting from scratch all over again, I don't know what to do, it can be so overwhelming. It can really, like, be on top of everything else that it seems that we don't see anything else in our lives. So it's really important that on a daily basis, you ask yourself, what is a moment I love today? Like, what was my favorite thing today? Because the more that you do this, the more that you'll start filtering out also the really good moments, instead of just being focused on, I'm starting from scratch, what can I do? I'm starting from scratch, what can I do? It's like giving yourself a more calming sensation while you create a life that you love. And that's the goal with this podcast. So if you enjoyed this, subscribe to more episodes. And also, if you want more resources, I'm going to drop the link for the newsletter on the show notes. So subscribe there, because you're going to have so many things about this topic and so many others. And like I said before, if you have, like, any comments, if you have even a completely opposite opinion to mine, share it. Like, send me a message on Instagram and let's talk about it. Because I believe that the more that we talk about it, the more that we really share and connect with each other, the more that we can create a life that really, where we know ourselves, where we respect our own opinions. And that's the goal. The goal with this podcast, the goal with my business, with expat coaching, is really to help you, an expat, or someone that's about to be an expat, to really create a life you love, where you have your own people, where you can be yourself, where you feel aligned. And when it becomes messy or when a challenge comes your way, you know what to do. And you know, even if you don't feel well right now, you'll be able to overcome that. So thank you again for tuning in, and see you on the next podcast episode.